You're with Tim Wong C on ABC Great Southern Breakfast.
G'day, thanks for listening. Now, today on the show, 26 years after it was stored away, it was opened once again. We opened a time capsule on the show today. It's about a metre high, plastic time capsule, almost looks like a bullet. It was buried away in the year 1995, and inside, it smelt a bit funky, I'll be honest with you there, but it had clippings of old newspapers, ads for local businesses of the day, and there were also profile pieces written by students. They were 12 years old at the time, and so we had the mission of trying to track down these people. Where are they today? What do their lives look like right now? One of those names was Michael Pratt, and there was a phone number written next to Michael's name on this aging piece of paper inside the time capsule, and written next to this phone number was the word Nana, in brackets, the only glimpse, snapshot, into who Michael Pratt is and where he is today, 26 years later. So, we dialed the phone number, and this is what happened.
Hello.
Hello there. Is this the phone number for Michael Pratt?
Michael Pratt?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. You don't know a Michael Pratt at all?
Yeah, I do know one, but it doesn't live in Narragin.
Okay. Are you his nana, or are you related to him?
Who's want to know this?
My name's Tim. I'm calling from ABC in the Great Southern in Albany.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do know. I am his grandmother.
Okay. Do you mind me asking what your name is?
I don't know, but this is a good story.
I know. It'll all make sense in a moment. I can explain it, but it might just help if I get your first name, if you don't mind.
I'm Doris.
You're Doris. Yeah, okay. My name's Tim. I present the breakfast show on ABC Great Southern in Albany.
yeah.
Do you listen to the ABC, Doris?
I do listen to some of it, not always.
That's okay.
I know there was a bit on this morning about they rang a phone number in Williams or something and no one answered.
They do all kinds of crazy things on the ABC, don't they, Doris?
yes, now what else do you want to know?
Well, the reason why I'm calling Doris is because in my hands right now, I've got a piece of paper that I think was written on in 1995, and it has this phone number on it, and it has Michael Pratt's name on it, and in brackets, Nana, next to the phone number. And I also have a photo of Michael in 1995 when he wrote on a piece of paper about some of his pastimes and favourite hobbies and put it in a time capsule and left it at the ABC.
Good heavens. Well, that is outstanding, isn't it? He is my most loving, ever since the day he was born, he's been the most lovable person you'd ever wish to meet. Yeah, I know. He's absolutely A1 in my book.
That's lovely. That's really, really nice to hear. Let me ask you this, Doris. He had to answer the question of what his favourite food was back in 1995. What do you think he said?
Oh, God only knows. What was it?
What? Have a guess.
Wouldn't have been wheat bix, I don't know. Fish, probably.
Fish? No, it's pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Oh, my God.
I'll try another one. His favourite TV show? What 1995?
I've never watched. Oh, it would be West Coast football, I suppose.
No, Home and Away. Home and Away, he wrote for that one.
God.
Let me ask you this one. He says, I think Albany by 2015 will be a city with traffic lights instead of roundabouts and a population of about 200,000 people.
Well, he's not right there, is he?
No, he's not. He's not right there. We don't have traffic lights yet, and it's 2021.
Oh, dear.
Pretty interesting to look back at history so long ago, isn't it?
Yes. He was always my boy. And I mean, I've got, I had 13 grandchildren, I've got 22 great-grandchildren, but, you know, I don't favour any sort of thing now. Well, I've never favoured him either, but I mean, they've all been lovely to me, and I can't complain about any of them.
That is the lovely Doris from Narrogin, the grandma of Michael Pratt. And as for Michael himself, we managed to track him down too. This is what he had to say.
Yeah, pizza and home and away, that's a bit embarrassing. But I don't know, mate. To be honest, I had a vague memory of it. And it was a fair while ago, and it was literally only about 6 months ago that I bumped into an old mate that was in that same group a few months ago, and we sort of, you know, brought it up and remembered about it, and I haven't put much thought into it other than that over the last 26 years. So, yeah.
It has been a very long time, so you don't remember just vaguely the time when you came to the ABC with friends and wrote this thing on a bit of paper and then put it in this time capsule, just escaped the memory completely?
Yeah, like I said, I remember doing it, but I have no idea what I put in there or what I wrote or anything like that. You know, one of the other guys I had a chat with him yesterday actually after speaking with you, and he had a bit better memory than what I did, yeah, mate, my memory's not that good.
You said by 2015 I'll be 32, you'll have a car, a job, a big house, a wife and some kids. 2021 now. So tell us a bit about yourself, Michael. We heard a bit about you back in 95. Where are you these days? What are you doing these days?
Yeah, mate, still I'm living in Albany. Yeah, I moved away for about 16 years up to Perth and did other things. But after I've sort of finished high school down here, but... moved back about, I do have a couple of kids, so, a wife who's from Denmark originally, so, we moved back about 5 years ago to bring the idea was to always move back down here to bring the kids up, so, so that's where you find me.
Lovely place. Just finally, you said that you'd like to take a holiday to Jamaica back in 95. Have you ticked that off the bucket list yet, Jamaica?
No, I haven't. I've been to America. That's as close as I've got, but I'm not sure where that came from. If it was, I did see that Cool Runnings came out in about '93, yeah. So it could have been something to do with that. Or the I know there was a I think Australia won a pretty important Test series in the West Indies in '95. So maybe that could have been something to do with it as well.
That is Michael Pratt, whose details were stored in this time capsule in 1995. Thank you to him. Thank you to Doris for being involved. Plenty more students who also took part in this time capsule. So we'll bring those to you when we find them.